Digger and Luke. Turn the page. Turn the page. Turn the page. Turn the page. The sun was bright. The bees were buzzing. And Digger the Mole popped up from under the hole. He was right in the middle of the cabbage patch. And who was there but Lillipede Lou the Hare. Turn the page. "What are you doing here on your fat little legs?" said Lillipede Lou. "Have you come to take over my cabbage patch?" "There's food enough for both of us," said Digger, looking at the daylight. "And my legs are as good as yours any day." "They're not. They are. They're not. Under the ground they are," said Digger ferociously. "And if you're still here in half an hour, I'll prove it." Turn the page.
"My darling, my dear, I need your help," said
Digger to Mrs. Digger when he got down to the nets. "For it is time we taught that long-legged hare a lesson." So they huddled and muttered. They plotted and planned. Turn the page. "Are you fit?" said Digger. "I'm fit," said Lou. "Are you fast?" said Digger. "I'm faster than you," said Lou. "We'll see about that," said Digger. "Now, one, two, three, go." Turn the page. So the hare took off like his tail was on fire, but the mole just popped back under the ground and nibbling on a tasty worm. "Yes, Lillipede Lou, he took off like a rocket. Lillipede Lou, he ran like the wind." But when he arrived at the end of the row of cabbages, up popped a mole. "Beat you." Poor old Lillipede Lou couldn't believe his eyes. "Beaten by a dumpy little mole. I'll get you next time," said Lillipede Lou, and he turned and dashed back again. But when he got to the top of the row, up popped a mole. "Beat you." Turn the page. So Lillipede Lou bounded back to the bottom of the row, but somehow was already there. "Beat you." Turn the page. "Beat you. Beat you. Beat you. Beat you. Beat you. Beat you." Turn the page. "You win," said Lillipede Lou, gasping for breath. "Your legs are as good as mine." "Are they better?" said Digger. "They're better," said Lou. "Do we share the patch?" said Digger. "We share," said Lou. Turn the page. So up at one end of the row, there's Digger, digging up his favorite food. And down at the other end, there's Mrs. Digger, tucking into hers. And in the middle, there's Lillipede Lou, nibbling on cabbage. And he never guessed that Mrs. Digger helps Digger win the race. Did you? The end.